with the view from her Jerusalem window. Here's Andrea Simontov.
Andrea Simontov, good afternoon to you.
Yom Naim.
Yom Naim Gam Lach.
Tada Rava.
Oh, that was a good race.
So here we are. I want to fly. It was an excellent race. It took 24 years. Okay.
Andrea, you've been through a lifestyle event.
Oh my gosh, I've been flying. It's like I wake up in the middle of the night and to use the powder room. I'm so refined. And I'm in the powder room in my own house and I'm going, gee, Mama's bathroom looks a lot like mine. I'll have to take some decorating tips from her. And then I think, but you're in your home. I don't even know where I am anymore. I don't know what state I'm in anymore. And last week I talked to you, I tried to make it sound that we were having our afternoon call. It was like the crack of dawn, or as we say in New York, the crap of dawn. It was just terrible. And I did my show last week instead of like 7 in the morning. I did it at midnight. It was crazy.
Yeah, for anyone who's listening to Andrea for the first time, we usually speak to her when she lives in Israel, but she's traveled across to New York. She's gone to help her mom pack up her home and her belongings,
mm-hmm.
and that's where we speak to her now. She's currently in New York, so what she's referring to now is obviously
I'm back. I'm back.
Oh, you're back in Israel.
I'm back in Israel. I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't know what plane. I just walked off. My husband handed me a falafel, and he said, here you go.
Okay. Well, and while you're enjoying your falafel, what are you seeing outside your window?
Well, you know what I'm seeing. Obviously, you don't. Other than I just saw like 3 Arab weddings go by. Very beautiful. Cars are crazily adorned. I am seeing old people, a lot of old people, and it reminds me of my trip to New York and the things that tie us together. I know that when I visit Johannesburg, you have that wonderful senior residence. Remind me of the name.
Sandringham Gardens, our parents' home. We've got a few.
Oh, it's the one on George Avenue.
Yeah, the Sandringham Gardens.
Just beautiful and so dignified. And I had the opportunity to help my mother. I mean, 90 years of memories and books. And I realized like how much of our lives we live in these assigned roles. You know, I'm still a teenager, angry at my mother. She's still a mother trying to matter, trying to count. And suddenly you spend 2 weeks together, 2 kind weeks, 2 weeks where I didn't say to her once, what do you need that for? Or you don't need that, or that's silly. But instead, celebrating her belongings before I chucked them off to Goodwill. You know, and I just realized how much that age doesn't matter in terms of wanting to feel valued and location doesn't matter. And it could have been scary visiting with her at this twilight of her life. But instead, it was like this gift from heaven that we had both been given this incredible reprieve. Once the yelling stopped, I think I sent a note to Simon and I said, we listened to Motown for 2 weeks while we packed.
How wonderful.
And she knows every group. She knows every song. She knows every lyric plus everything that, you know, the best of Broadway. And it was fun. All I had to do was instead of fixing my mother, the way we all try to do, we all try to tell our parents the way they should decorate, the way they should dress. I listened for 2 weeks. It doesn't come naturally to me. I also saw that my mother had, on the humorous side, boys and girls, a very large amount of scissors. I don't know why she had 26 pairs of scissors in her house. It was like she was opening up dress studios and giving sewing classes. And so what are these two? And also Afro picks, a lot of plastic Afro picks. My mother has short curly hair for as long as I know her. She's been wearing what is known colloquial as a Jufro. And, just Afro picks all over. I said if we got stuck on the road, she could open up a kiosk and sell Afro picks and scissors.
Yeah,
and a lot of whistles. I think she's in this new place, and I think she's trying to open up like a sexual abuse crisis center. She's going to be handing out whistles to all the women. Okay, that was like as close as I got to risky, right?
I think that's amazing, and I think it sounds like it really offered you and your mom a very, very special time, a very unique time
it was
in
a
both
special
of your
time.
Lives because you're a grandmother, she's a great-grandmother. And we relate to one another differently. Anyway, Andrea, thank you so much. And thank you for sharing that with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me. I really love you guys. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
God bless. Bye-bye.